Yo empecé algo la semana pasada en estaba leyendo en Primera de Corintios. Last week at the picnic, I started to read in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and I think that the Lord really wants to have an awakening in his people. Yo creo que el Señor quiere que haya un despertar en su pueblo. ¿Cuántos están conmigo? How many are with me? And I remember the prophetic words of Tata when she was with us a couple of weeks ago, and she prophesied, wake up. She was talking to the church, wake up. Ella, nuestra hermana Tata, proféticamente dijo, despiértate, despierta. Estaba hablando en la iglesia, despiértate, wake up. And that was truly prophetic. I think that there has to be an awakening to your identity. Okay? Creo que uno tiene que ver un despertar de su identidad. Not that you're a believer. Praise God that you are a believer. Praise God that you believe in Christ. Right? Gloria a Dios que tú le crees a Dios. But there's so much more that you have that you need to give, that you can give. Hay tanto que uno tiene que le puede dar a la otra persona. Right? What you have is not for you. Lo que tú tienes no es para ti. Okay? God gave you something so that you can bless others. Okay? Tú tienes algo para poder bendecirle a otra persona. And we are the body. Nosotros somos el cuerpo. So empecé a hablar sobre el cuerpo de Cristo. Se encuentra en Primera de Corintios capítulo 12. Started talking about the body. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to go back there. And just as a reminder, I want to see if, I know we were at the park, but maybe some of y'all remember. What are some of the gifts that God or the Holy Spirit imparts into people? A ver, sé que algunos estamos en un parque la semana pasada, pero a ver si se recuerdan algunos de los dones que el Espíritu Santo se imparte en uno, como el cuerpo, right? How many remember some of the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives to members of the body? Let me see. Iván, knowledge, ¿verdad? Sabiduría, ¿verdad? El don de sabiduría, gift of knowledge, Discernment, okay, discernimiento, otra persona, another person. I don't know, Iván probably knows all of them. We got to gifts of healing, dones de sanidad. Okay, recuérdense que esto no le pertenece a una persona. Okay? This is not describing one person. This is describing the body. He's trying to say that these gifts are in the body and given to who? Everyone. Esto es para todos. O sea, algunas veces hay un don dentro de uno y está dormido. Right? Sometimes there's a gift that's in one and it's dormant. Right? And we want to be able to get that activated, right? We want to be able to present that to the Lord as an offering, have the Lord awaken it within us. Amen. Que Dios nos despierte dentro de nosotros para poder manifestar su gloria, lo que Él quiere que nosotros hagamos. Right? So that we can be able to walk and move according to his will. Okay, say with me, his will. Diga conmigo, su voluntad. Okay, un verso bien famoso, ya no vivo yo, mas Cristo vive en mí. Yes? Very popular verses. I no longer live, but what? Christ lives in me. Right? Galatians chapter 2. Verse 20. Let's go there. Galatians 2:20. See if Mitzi can accompany me in the verses. A ver si Mitzi me lo puede a buscar para poder leerlo juntos. Y si el pastor me puede acompañar. Galatas 2, 20. Let's take a look at what it says. It says, I have been crucified with Christ. Okay? I have been crucified with Christ. If you're crucified with Christ, are you alive? Si uno es crucificado, mira lo que dice la primera parte. ¿Qué es lo que dice, pastor, en la primera parte?
Con Cristo estoy juntamente crucificado.
Entonces, si uno está crucificado, ¿está vivo? Está crucificado. Algunos me están mirando, pero si estoy crucificado, ¿por qué yo estoy vivo? Right? Some are saying, well, if I've been crucified, how come I'm alive? Right? We're talking about something else. It's obvious that we are all alive. Es obvio que todos nosotros estamos vivos. Pero los deseos de la carne están vivos, you know, están ahí. El viejo hombre todavía existe. The old man, is he still alive? You know? Huh? So, entonces, I have been crucified, meaning that I no longer live, right? Si uno está crucificado, quiere decir que ya no vivo yo. But what does it say? I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Pero Cristo vive en ti. Entonces, tu identidad no eres tú, el viejo tú, es Cristo en ti. Okay? So then the identity is not who you were. Your identity is Christ in you. Which is the potential of the kingdom happening at any second. Entonces, si Cristo está en ti, entonces es la potencial del reino de Dios manifestarse, puede manifestarse en cualquier segundo. Okay? Entonces, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by what? Y la vida que ahora vivo en la carne, la vivo por la qué? La fe. ¿Y qué es fe? Obediencia activa. Okay. And what is faith? It's active obedience, right? So you see how it flows. If you're living your life, then you're not living Christ's life. Si uno está viviendo su vida, entonces no está viviendo la vida de Cristo en ti. But pastor, I want to live my life. Okay, that's your decision. Pero pastor, yo quiero vivir mi vida. Okay, pues eso es tu decisión. That's your decision. Okay? That means that you're alive. You're not dead. Eso quiere decir que tú estás vivo, no te moriste con Cristo. Okay? Something is still alive that you want to be able to fulfill your desire. Right? Algo está vivo que uno todavía quiere cumplir los deseos de uno mismo. ¿Cuándo está conmigo? How many understanding? Entonces, cuando uno se une con Cristo, entonces hace, uno es obediente de sus pensamientos. Okay? When we unite with the Holy Spirit, then we fulfill his thoughts. Like he thinks, we react. Right? Because we're the body. Porque somos el cuerpo. Y qué bonito cuando el cuerpo se une, ¿verdad? Y trabajamos juntos. And how beautiful when the body unites and works together. That's an amazing, amazing kingdom concept. And I want to be able to encourage you, les quiero animar, that God has placed a gift within each and every one of you. Okay? Yo quiero animarte, ¿verdad? Que Dios ha puesto un don dentro de cada uno de nosotros. Diga conmigo, yo tengo un don. Say with me, I have a gift. Amen. How many know your gift? Hay algunos que saben su don. How many of you guys actually know what your gift is? You know, the potential. You need a little bit more, right? Yeah, algunos saben un poco. You know, some people know. I remember I went to a church and there were some prophets. I fui a una iglesia, había uno profeta. Y uno de ellos vinieron ante mí y el profeta dice, el Señor me dijo que tú sabes, ya tú sabes los dones que tú tienes. And the prophet says, and I was just, nobody knew me in the church. Nobody knew me. And the prophet comes up to me and says, I feel like the Lord says that you know what your gifts are, what your talent, what God has put in your hand. And I say, yeah, but I want more. You know, pero todavía quiero más. You know? Porque algunas veces nosotros nos ponemos confortable. Okay. Sometimes we just get comfortable, you know, in one place. When God moves in your unsettledness, if that's a word, you know. When you're uncomfortable, you know, you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Okay? Uno tiene que ponerse confortable siendo incómodo. Eso tiene sentido. Does that make any sense? And we were talking about this in spiritual authority class. Nosotros estamos hablando de esto en la clase de autoridad espiritual. Porque muchas veces nosotros creemos o el temor entra. Fear comes in and paralyzes you from manifesting your gift. Okay? El temor te puede paralizar de tu manifestar tu don. Porque si uno no se mueve cuando Dios te dice porque tienes miedo, ¿ves? Entonces perdiste, se pierde uno y pierde la bendición el otro. You see that? If we are fearful of moving when God tells us to move, then not only do you lose your blessing from receiving and moving with God, partnering with God, but also the person that you were going to minister to, that person loses too. You see that? Entonces, podemos hablar de esto después de la predicación. Tengo que seguirla. Entonces, debemos de siempre tener en mente de no darle espacio a la carne. Okay, we have to be aware not to give space to the flesh. You can't give space to the flesh. Put no confidence in the flesh. And that's what the Bible says, right? Don't put no confidence. Say no confidence. La Biblia dice, no ponga tu confianza en la carne. Man, that is hard not to do. Eso es difícil de no ser. ¿Cómo es posible? Si yo siento con toda mi alma que esto va a pasar. Pues entonces, Dios no es más grande de tu situación, you know. But Pastor, I feel with all of my being that this is going to happen. Well, isn't God more greater? You know? And the verse we were talking about is the verse that says that my strength is made perfect in weakness. You know? Say with me, my strength. Entonces, el verso dice, mi poder o mi fuerza se hace perfecto en tus limitaciones o en tus debilidades. My strength is made perfect in weakness. So when you know you can't, he wants to show you that he can. Cuando tú crees que tú no puedes, ahí el Señor dice, yo puedo. Pero uno tiene que dar ese paso de fe. You see, that person needs to take that step of faith. Okay? Listen, I'm talking to prophets here. Yeah? And I'm speaking to the ones that are watching me on social media. All right? I'm talking to prophets. I'm talking to pastors. I'm talking to evangelists. Okay? I'm talking to those that can heal, perform miracles. Right? Even though you think you can't, God says you can. The Lord says, I placed it in you. How can you not? Right? He is not a man that he would lie, nor a son of man that he would change his mind. Él no es hombre para mentir, ni es hijo de hombre para cambiar su mente. Okay? Si Dios lo dice, entonces es ley. Espiritual y en lo físico. Right? If the Lord says something, not only is it a law in the spirit, as long as it's a law in the physical, if one believes. Right? Think about that for a second. Vamos a pensar de eso. Entonces, la Biblia dice que su perfecta, su fuerza, diga conmigo fuerza, ¿verdad? Su fuerza, su poder, Dunamis. Okay? He says his strength, his power, right? Dunamis power, supernatural power, un poder sobrenatural, la habilidad del reino, the ability of the kingdom is made perfect. Se hace perfecto en debilidades, in weakness, okay? And so sometimes we're afraid because we are comfortable. Algunas veces somos tímidos o tenemos miedo porque estamos cómodos y no sabemos a llegar al otro lado. Okay. Sometimes we get comfortable, right? And we're fearful. We're too comfortable, and we don't want to cross that bridge. We don't want to go on the other side. Okay? But the Lord is telling you, okay, it's time to go to the other side. But Dios dice, no, 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 tenemos que ir allá al otro lado. ¿Verdad? Y hay una historia en la Biblia donde, y yo he predicado de esto ya, there's a story in the Bible, right, that I spoke about a few times. Is when Jesus was in the boat with the disciples. And then a storm came and he went to sleep. Okay? Jesús estaba en un barco con los discípulos y de momento subió una tormenta y ese fue a dormir. Entonces los discípulos, pero antes que él se fue a dormir, Jesús le dice a los discípulos, vamos a ir al otro lado. Right? Jesus, before he went to sleep, he said, let's go to the other side. So the command was already there. Ya él lo declaró. Y él se fue a dormir. Ahora, subió una tormenta y los discípulos se llenaron de temor. What happened? Jesus went to sleep, but then he already said, we're going to the other side. But then the storm came. And then all of a sudden, now the disciples were afraid. But why are you afraid? I already said that we're going to the other side. ¿Por qué que tienen miedo? Ya yo dije que yo a Dios. ¿Sería los vientos y la tormenta más grande que yo? You know, you're afraid of the storm, but who is greater, me or the storm? You see what needs to be awakened? ¿Tú ves lo que tiene que ser despertado? O sea, uno tiene que reconocer ese lado de Dios. Right? We have to get to know that God, that Lord. Because even in that, when Jesus woke up and said, peace be still, cuando Jesús se levantó y le dijo, paz, ¿verdad? estate quieto a la tormenta. Everything was calm. The disciples was like, who is this? Who is this? In other words, they still had a lot to learn. Los discípulos dicieron, cuando Jesús dijo paz y todo se acalmó, y los discípulos dijo, ¿quién es este que los vientos y el mar lo obedecen? Who is this that the winds and the waves obey? Sí, so, había lugar para los discípulos, ¿verdad? A aprender quién era él. There was an opportunity that was lost, but an opportunity also for them to get to know this Jesus. Who is this? Wow. And that's something that I think that all of us, say all of us, you know, can have it awaken within us because there's so much potential inside of you, right? Esto es algo que yo creo que todos nosotros, diga conmigo todos, todos nosotros podemos aprender porque hay tanto potencial que está dentro de nosotros, right? There was a saying that was really powerful. Potential is untapped reality or it was something like that. Pero es algo que está dentro de ti que es posible, right? It's something that's inside of you that is totally possible. It's totally possible because he gave it to you. And if he gave it to you, it's because you have the grace to be able to do it. Si él te ha dado a ti, es porque uno tiene un mandado para poder manifestarlo. It's a mandate. He gave it to you. He gave it to you. Sometimes gifts are revealed in time. Algunas veces los dones son revelados en tiempo. Okay? Algunas veces nosotros ignoramos los dones. Sometimes we like ignore the gift, you know? Some people don't even know that they're manifesting it. Hay algunos que lo manifiestan y no saben lo. That's happened to me a lot. Yeah, and I don't accept it. I'm like, no, I'm not. And it keeps on happening. Entonces, ¿cuándo no vamos a aceptar lo que Dios quiere hacer en nosotros? When are we going to accept what God wants to do in us? Okay? Say with me, God wants to use me. Diga conmigo, Dios me quiere usar. And so, let's go to Scripture because we always go to Scripture. Vamos a ir a la palabra porque siempre vamos a la palabra. Vamos a ir a verso 12 de Primera de Corintios capítulo 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we're going to continue reading from verse 12. Verse 12, for just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ.
Porque así como el cuerpo es uno y tiene muchos miembros, pero todos los miembros del cuerpo, siendo muchos, son un solo cuerpo, así también Cristo.
Okay, let me read it again so that you can understand. For just as the body, go like this, just as the body, right, is one and has many members. Leta esa parte.
Porque así como el cuerpo es uno y tiene muchos miembros.
Okay. Ajá, entonces el cuerpo tiene muchos miembros. The body has many members, right? We have fingers, we have hands, we got forearms, elbows, right? It's many members, right? Tenemos manos, ¿verdad? Hombros, ¿verdad? Pies, ¿verdad? Son miembros de este cuerpo. ¿Me están entendiendo? You understanding? And all the members of the body, though many, are one body.
Pero todos los miembros del cuerpo, siendo muchos, son un solo cuerpo.
Ajá. O sea, hay muchos miembros, pero es un cuerpo. No son individuales. They're not individuals. Sometimes, right, people want to be an individual in a body. Algunas veces, personas quieren hacer individuos en un cuerpo. Think about that for a second. Piensa de eso un momento. Pero yo soy un individuo. Yo soy único, pastor. I am unique, pastor. I am an Yeah, everybody's unique. Everybody's unique. Okay? Entonces, debemos de trabajar juntos. We have to work together. Okay? How many are with me so far? ¿Cuánto está conmigo? So many, so it is with Christ. Entonces, es lo mismo en Cristo. It's the same in Christ. In Christ, there's those that perform miracles. In Christ, there's those that perform healings. En Cristo, hay aquellos que hacen milagros, ¿verdad? Hay lo que sanan enfermos. There's ones that have words of wisdom and knowledge. Hay algunos que tienen sabiduría, entendimiento. Ones that prophesy. Algunos que profetizan. ¿Ves? Y todos son miembros de un cuerpo. Every one of those are a member of one body. Okay? One body. Amazing team. Qué equipo fuerte, ¿verdad? Imagínate eso, tener un equipo así. Chacho, gana campeonato. You win the championship, that's what Jose said. Right? For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews and Greeks, slaves and free, and all were made to drink of one spirit. 13. Entonces, todos nosotros tenemos, ¿verdad?, la habilidad de trabajar juntos con el Espíritu. Right? All of us, according to Scripture, we have the ability to all work together in the Spirit of God. And so how is it that we alienate brothers? ¿Por qué es que nosotros rechazamos, algunas veces rechazamos nuestros hermanos? No tiene sentido cuando uno lo mira, ¿verdad? Con las gafas de las Escrituras. When you look at it through the lens of the Bible, that doesn't make any sense. No tiene sentido. How are you gonna wake up in the morning, you're gonna go to the church? ¿Y dónde está tu brazo? Nah, yo lo dejé en casa porque estaba rebelde. You know, how you gonna wake up in the morning, get to church, and where's your arm at? Nah, I left the arm at home, man. I don't deal with this arm. You know, we reject some people in church because they're different. Okay. Rechazamos algunas veces personas en la iglesia porque son diferentes. Okay. Sometimes we reject people because they're different. Algunas veces rechazamos a personas porque somos diferentes, porque son diferentes, o porque tiene una peluca que rastra en el piso y te ofende. You know? If a person comes in with a wig and is dragging on the floor, you want to start criticizing and ostracizing. Let that person express themselves. They ain't hurting nobody with putting a wig on or whatever the case may be. You know, si se quiere poner uno de 20 pies, déjala en el nombre de Jesús, póntela. As long as you're not tripping anybody, glory to God. You know? Ten cuidado que no tropiece otra persona en tu peluca. You know, si una persona viene con, you know, todos nosotros somos diferentes. All of us are different. All of us are different. Todos nosotros somos diferentes. Y de esa puerta los domingos va a entrar personas que son diferentes. And there's people that are going to walk through those doors and they're going to be different. But they're looking to be a part of a body. Pero esa persona, lo que están buscando, hacer parte de un cuerpo. Como Cristo, la cabeza. Con Cristo, la cabeza. Right? They're looking for a body to be able to connect, to be accepted. Right? You ever heard that word, accepted? Just want to be accepted. You know? Solo quiere ser aceptado. Entonces, lo que están buscando las personas es una iglesia que lo acepta, que lo ama como Cristo, como la cabeza. Right? They're looking for, everybody's looking for family, right? A body to be able to be together and accepted as Christ as the head. And that person is valuable. If God is calling them, that person is valuable. You know, God doesn't wish to no one to, again, what does John 3:16 say? Okay, look at it, say Juan 3:16. You know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son so that everyone, say everyone, right? Or whosoever, that's another one. Whosoever shall believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life. See? You know, porque de tal manera amó Dios al mundo que dio su qué? Hijo unigénito para que todo aquel que en él crea no se pierda, mas tenga vida eterna. ¿Ves? Entonces, ¿quién somos nosotros para condenar? You know, who are we to condemn somebody when they're wanting to see Jesus in you? Okay? And so we have to, I want the church to begin to think of ourselves as a team. Okay? Yo quiero que la iglesia se empiece a mirar cada uno de nosotros como un equipo. Okay? Like a team. Imagine if you're playing football and you're trying to advance and you ain't got a quarterback. Imagínate. Si uno está jugando fútbol y no hay alguien que tira la bola, ¿cómo es que tú vas a progresar? Right? Imagine if you're playing baseball and there's no pitcher. Right? Está jugando pelota y no hay alguien para lanzar la bola. Entonces, ¿verdad? Hace falta. Imagínate si no hay nadie en el outfield y siguen dando palo al outfield, no hay nadie. Y nadie la coge. You're playing baseball, you're hitting a shot in the outfield, and there's nobody in the outfield. The enemy's going to... El enemigo ahí va a dar cajera que se ve. You know, the enemy will continue, right? The other team will continue to run around the bases and score and score and score, right? I think that the Lord wants to awake the team within us, wants to awake us as an individual. Yo creo que Dios quiere levantar dentro de nosotros, ¿verdad? El conocimiento de ser un equipo. Que yo te necesito a ti, tú me necesitas a mí. Y ustedes se necesitan cada uno, right? That we have to come to the understanding, you know what? I need you guys, but you need me too. And y'all need each other, right? And what you have, he needs. Y lo que tú tienes, él lo necesita. And what you have, he needs. Y lo que tú tienes, él no necesita. Pero él tiene lo que ella necesita. You know? Entonces, podemos trabajar juntos, ¿verdad? Sin uno sentirse que son, you know, que nadie me quiere, que nadie me ama, que yo no soy parte. You see? And then no one can feel, you know what, but I'm not a part. I'm not, you know, I don't feel like I belong. You ever heard that in church? Right? I don't feel like I belong. Oh, no, I don't fit. You know, I'm not a part of the group. You know, no soy parte del grupo, you know. No, we're supposed to be one group. Tenemos que ser, ¿verdad? Un grupo para poder trabajar juntos en armonía. Tengo 2 minutos. Vamos a seguir. I got 2 minutes. Look what it says. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. 15.
Si dijera el pie, ¿por qué no soy mano? No soy del cuerpo. Porque eso no será del cuerpo.
And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? ¿Tiene sentido? Imagínate una persona y nada más tú ves una oreja. Imagine you looking and you looking at a person and all you see is an ear. That's it. And then one person is like, but I want to be an ear. No, but you're an eye. You know, or you're a foot. Entonces, no tiene sentido. It doesn't make any sense, right? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? Imagínate una persona hablándole a un ojo. Pero ¿dónde está tu brazo, brother? Tu oído, ¿qué está pasando? ¿Dónde está el resto del cuerpo? Wow, what a statement. Brother Jose was like, hey, where is the rest of the body? Tremendo mensaje. Imagínate si uno entra y ve el mismo don. Todo está manifestando el mismo don. Pero ¿dónde está sanidad? ¿Dónde está milagro? ¿Dónde está profecía? ¿Dónde está la lengua? ¿Dónde están? Right? Where? Imagine walking into the church and all you see is one gift. Wait a minute. Where's healing? Where's miracles? Where's words of knowledge? Where? See? Sometimes everybody looks the same. Algunas veces todos se miran igual. ¿Y dónde está lo que Dios te ha dado? Where is what God gave you? Right? Is this making sense? ¿Tiene sentido? Are you getting this? You see how important you are? ¿Ves qué importante eres? Yo no le quiero hablar un ojo. Él no me puede escuchar. No tiene oído. Right? You're talking to a person that all you're talking to is an eye. The eye can't hear you. He can see you. He might be able to read your lips, but he can't hear you. Quizá puede, you know, a leer tus labios, porque es un ojo, pero no tiene oído. It's, you know, it's, if you think about it, it's funny, but then if you, once you relate it to the body of Christ, then we understand how important you are. Okay? Cuando uno lo ves y lo entiende en el espíritu, uno se cae en cuenta qué importante eres al cuerpo de Cristo. Bien importante. Cada uno de nosotros que estamos aquí somos importantes y Dios nos quiere usar para su gloria. Every one of us that are here today and that are listening to me are important to the kingdom, and God wants to use you as part of the team. Okay, you have someone, you have something and a gift that your brother needs. You know, tú tienes algo, ¿verdad? Que el equipo necesita. Vamos a ponernos de pie. Let's stand. We'll continue next week.